Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
I'm Tom Peterson on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Nice.
Yay! Hey. Bravo. Boy, that scared me. I said, where's that coming from?
That's live. That is
thank
not pre-recorded.
You. Thank you very
That's
much.
The assembled staff of WGN Radio News behind Tom as he finishes his last newscast.
That is the 14 millionth, 100 and... I wonder how many I've actually done over the years. I should count those up sometime.
23 years and figure about eight a day and blah, blah, blah.
But then you throw in all the other stations, too, along the way.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So you have a combined 45 years, and I don't know how many newscasts, but television and radio.
Well, don't say goodbye just yet, Tom. We'll let Paul Harvey do the news. We'll do traffic, and then we have one last bit of business we want to take care of with you. So stay right there. It's 8:39. This is 720 WGN. If the last 15 minutes aren't the most seamless 15 minutes of radio you ever heard, it's only because we're doing things a little bit differently. It's not about this time every day that bottles of champagne are brought into the studio, to my knowledge. Much of the WGN Radio News staff is in the Studio A just now. In fact, I don't want to mention all the names because I'm not sure if I'm missing anybody. Wes Bleed's here. Hi, Andrea Darlis. Good morning. Dave Stewart.
Hello.
Jim Anthony. Andy Mazur's getting ready to finish things up here as well. And there's Paul Green over there. Steve Bertrand's over there.
Morning, John.
And Tom Peterson's going to join us in here in just a minute, too. This is 720 WGN. John in for Spike. And Tom Peterson not in. Tommy's last newscast was at 8:30, and while he sits here, son, your responsibilities are now pretty much over.
I guess that's true, and that feels kind of funny in itself, but, you know, it's good to have all the people, or most of the people from the newsroom gathered around here, because this has been the family that I have lived with for the past 23 years, and it's amazing how many of you have been here darn near as long as I have. Stuart, you've been here a little longer than I have.
More, yeah.
And we all grew up together. We really did.
Tom was the first person I actually met as I walked in the door here. He was in the newsroom. I walked in.
And I said to you, what are you doing here?
And Wes is our news director now. Yeah. He extended his hand, shook it, welcomed me, and it's been downhill ever since.
You know, it's funny you say that because when I was a student in Milwaukee and I knew I was going to be an intern down here, I was listening all the time. And Peterson was the guy who I wanted to meet. And I remember distinctly my first day when you walked in that old newsroom. Because I'd been there, you know, and you were working 11 to 7 then, I think.
Yeah.
And those were the old, I was trying to remember, we sat at those metal desks, that cinder block sort of hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And I remember when you came around the corner, I had no idea what you looked like. And I didn't know it was you until I heard you talk. I'm like, well, that's Tom Peterson. And my first impression was I thought you'd be better looking. But
that's why everybody's in radio.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know. That's
the poster face of radio.
But,
right
you
there.
Know, I mean, and you were kind of the guy who set the standard for the rest of us.
Well, it was a tough standard to follow. I mean, coming over here, I can't tell you guys, and Andrea, too, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, thank you, Tom.
Guys. But it was such a gigantic radio station with such an incredible aura to it, reputation, you know, that to come over here and work with the likes of Wally Phillips and people like that, I mean, you know what that was like, too. You walk in here and you go, these were giants in the business. These are people who made broadcasting history. I remember, like, running into Jack Brickhouse in the hallway.
Yeah.
Remember that?
A legend. Yeah, and he called me by name. And
yeah.
Said, oh my gosh, Jack Brickhouse.
And Jack Brickhouse would sit down and have lunch with me.
Yeah.
And then I went and sat down one day with Wally, and I said, I'd been here about 6 months, and I said, Wally, I just wanted to say hello. I haven't had a chance to talk. And Wally said, what is it you do here?
Well, we should tell Dave, too, that Brickhouse called everyone Dave. So
that's right. Don't flatter yourself. Yeah. Incidentally, speaking of legends in the business, another person you had the pleasure to work with is Lyle Dean. Lyle!
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Lyle.
Hey, Lyle.
How are you?
We're all good. We're just sitting here looking at Tom and saying so long, and it's nice of you to be on the phone.
Well, I'm sorry I can't be there, but I'm raising a glass to you
as
I'm driving and holding a cell phone.
Well, all right. Let's see. You got two violations. Are you breaking the speed limit too?
Absolutely.
Keep your knees at 8 and 4.
Tom, you said you wanted some champagne. We got this nice bottles of champagne sitting here.
Why don't we open that up? I think we should have a little bit of that.
Yeah. Everybody got a cup. We got these at Home
Depot. The nice thing about Lyle is he was also there along with Mr. Marconi when we all invented the radio.
Tom, this is not about me. It's about you today.
All right. Yeah. This is also the guy. I used to kid him about this all the time. He was news director at another radio station here in Chicago, and I sent him a tape years ago.
You're never going to forget this.
I never will. And I sent him this tape auditioning for a job, and I never heard back from him.
Evidently, you didn't have the chops, Tommy.
Oh,
hey!
Oh, all right. Sounds good. After all, it is darn near New Year's, right?
Yeah, noon right. Somewhere.
Thank you,
Lyle. You'll lead us. Participate in the cheer, if only imaginary here. But we're all handing around glasses of the champagne, which Jimmy Weiser acquired for us. Thank you, Mr. Weiser.
And it's a good
salute to you, the producer of the show. I need some here.
Oh. Sorry, I thought that was
for Andy.
Who donated it, Jimmy?
Oh, Andy.
I'm going to ask our news director and our new news person to make a toast. So, Andrea, we'll start with you. A toast to Tom Peterson, please.
Oh, my gosh. What to say, Tom?
Something nice.
We love you. Best of luck. Big shoes to follow. We love you. Thank you for everything. Right. Sleep in.
Thank you, and
cheers.
I will.
Cheers.
I appreciate that.
And,
thank you.
And Wes?
Tom, you have many more stories to write, I'm sure, many more stories to live, and many more experiences in good times ahead.
Here's the National Enquirer.
Yeah, and if we hear you on another radio station in town, you're so in trouble.
You know, I want to be a rock and roll disc jockey. Thank you, Wes.
Yep.
And it really has been. It's been a great time. I hate to use that line that everybody uses. It's been a great ride. But it has been fun. And think of all the experiences, all the people I've met, and the great people who made this all possible. People like Bob Collins and Wayne Friesman and all the rest who were here and who did so much to further my career. When I came over here, this was truly the epitome of radio stations in America. It continues to be that station, and it's because of people like you. My leaving is not going to change anything. Everything will be just fine. And for you, the listener, thank you so much for your cards and letters and emails and telephone calls and all those things. I can't possibly answer them all. But what you have written me means so much to me, and thank you again. I really appreciate it. It's been a great ride. It has been fun.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. To Tom Peterson.
To all of you.
All right,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you. Happy trails, sir.
And to my lovely wife, who made it on the radio for the first time in her life today.
Are you kidding me? That was the premiere?
She had never been on
she
the radio.
She was good. We want her back.
I know.
Bob and Betty.
She wants to do traffic.
Oh, no, don't say that.
And she's going to have to endure me now for all those days. But, yeah, that was the first time she'd ever been on the radio. So it was just, she's thrilled, and she's getting a lot of offers now. So
going out. Here we go, then.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Tom.